What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
We are going to be talking about the normalization of side piece culture. Now, to be honest with you, I've been meaning to talk about this for quite some time now, because the conversation lately has always been, are the side chicks winning? What's going on? The side chicks are taking over. Ain't no more main chick talk. It's side chick game. And I really wanted to talk about this because I really don't want everybody out here normalizing this behavior, thinking this is okay. And for the young girls out there, especially, and the young guys out there subjecting themselves to this type of behavior and belittling themselves to being someone's second choice, being someone's side, literally, piece, okay? That is just not the behavior that makes sense and the behavior that I want to condone out here in these streets, okay? So first things first, what is a side piece? Essentially, a side piece is someone's side piece. Like, literally, it's self-explanatory. It is someone's second hand to their main relationship. It is someone that a person in a already committed relationship flocks to whenever they do not have something that they are getting from their main relationship. This person can be married in a committed relationship, and this person has this side person in order to fulfill whatever it is that they are not getting from their main person. This could be sexual, financial, psychological, mental, all types of different things. And usually this can be a temporary thing, a long-term thing, but nonetheless, the whole idea of side pieces has really changed throughout the decades. Back in the day, I could say side pieces were a lot more silent, a lot more of a down low thing. They weren't all in the media. They weren't as loud. They were kind of a down low thing where a lot of people didn't really know who they were. A lot of people knew they existed, but they weren't so bold. Now, side pieces are the main piece. And a lot of people are kind of scared. Like, those of us who are in committed relationships, those of us who are married are kind of like, oh my God, how about if my lady has a side piece? Because it's a genuine concern, because especially the way social media is set up and the way we see things play out in society these days on the big screen or whatever case may be, movies and all of this stuff, we're always seeing, oh, the side piece is winning. The side piece is getting the upper hand. The side piece is having a baby and, you know, getting that man, getting that girl, whatever the case may be. And honestly, I'm here to say one thing and one thing only. Please stop looking at the media, stop looking at the movies, and stop looking at everyone else as a basis to what real life is, because that is not real life. Yes, in media, yes, with movies and celebrities, it may look like the side pieces are winning, but one, understand that these people have money, reputation, and assets to protect. So of course it's going to look a lot different than it is for a normal person, but I guarantee you, in real life, it is not like that. And even with them, things are a lot similar to what it is in real life. It's just that they are going to give us what we want to see, and they're going to give us what they want us to see. Now, when talking about side pieces, I like to talk about the analogy of a plate, right? When you get a plate full of food, you have the main dish and you have the side. So I like to use soul food as a good example. You have the main, which is usually the chicken. You got the side, which is like collard greens, mashed potatoes, maybe green beans. If there's no collard greens, you guys get the point. Corn, that's all the side stuff. Now, what's going on here is a lot of people don't know how to have a side piece. Personally, I believe that if you are in a relationship, you should be faithful in said relationship unless otherwise stated, right? I feel like a lot of people are going to use this whole excuse. Every time I make any type of relationship-based video, there's always these stupid ass that come into my comment section and they're like, oh well, men, they have to spread their seeds. And there's always these women that come and they're like, oh well, women, they can do whatever they want. And shut the fuck up. we're talking about normal people that you guys are hurting, that know nothing about your nefarious deeds, okay? We're talking about people that are in relationships with you who you have not told that you could do whatever the fuck you want, okay? People that you do not tell that you are throwing it in a circle to, okay? People that have nothing to do with this bullshit that you're talking about spreading a seed with, okay? If you know you are in a monogamous relationship and you are not in a polyamorous relationship, you should not be out here fucking and sucking everything, throwing in a circle. You just should not be. But if you are going to be in the business of having side pieces, understand your side pieces gotta stay on the side. What's happening is a lot of people, they got a plate of food, right? They got the chicken, they got the mashed potatoes, they got the collard greens, and they got the corn. And now what's going on is instead of having the chicken, which is supposed to be the main piece of the whole entire plate, it's now becoming a side piece as well. And now the corn, the collard greens, mashed potatoes is overpowering the damn plate. In some cases, it's just the mashed potatoes. Could you imagine just going to get a plate of food and the whole plate is just mashed potatoes? Honestly, I love mashed potatoes. It's actually one of my favorite foods. But would I have a whole plate of mashed potatoes on a regular basis? No, because that is not a main dish. The main dish is the fried chicken. And depending on your culture, maybe rice is the main dish. You guys understand where I'm coming from. But most people are not going to have a full plate of collard greens, a full plate of corn, a full plate of mashed potatoes. What's going on now is a lot of people don't know how to play the game right. Now, understand. You guys are like, Yvonne, what you know about game? Listen, back in my day, okay? Back in my day, not now. I'm a fully committed woman, okay? I'm trying to repent. I don't do this shit no more. But back in my day, okay, I've been a side piece, and I've had people done the whole side piece thing to me. Karma's a bitch, okay? I'm telling you this right now. Back in my day, I knew the game. I knew how this shit worked. I knew when people was playing me, and I understood it. I'm gonna get to that a little bit later. What y'all need to understand is, if you're gonna do this shit, you gotta do it right. Y'all can't be out here having fucking side pieces and all this type of shit, but then you letting the side piece have the upper hand over the damn fried chicken. Now everybody's freaking malnourished, because the side piece is supposed to supplement the main piece. That is why people go and get a side piece in the first place. Now you guys probably think, okay, but why don't they just break up with the main piece? Because at the end of the day, the main piece is the grand poobah. People always say, well, at the end of the day, he's coming home to me. Yes, I get it, okay? They're with you, but they're cheating, but they're still coming home to you. I get what you're trying to say, but the person's cheating on you and disrespecting you, not everyone knows about it, and it just makes you look foolish. You should leave. They're gonna keep doing it, especially if you're allowing it. So at the end of the day, from a person that is out here doing that whole bullshit, they don't respect you, and they see it as you're not giving them something that they want. They're acting like a fucking toddler. They're acting like a damn baby, Lala, okay? They're acting like a baby. They're saying, okay, this person doesn't do what I want them to do. This person is not giving me what I want, so I'm going to seek it elsewhere. I don't want to break up with them because they give me everything else that I want, and I don't want to work with them. I don't want to basically be an adult or be a grown person or be mature about this situation. I'm just going to seek what it is that I want elsewhere. I want to have my cake and eat it too. But back in the day, a lot of these people that would have side pieces, especially when it came to men with their side chicks, they would actually take care of these women on the side. They had babies, they would take care of the babies on the side and everything. Now everything's falling apart. They leaving the side chicks and the mains without food, without shelter, without any type of support for these children. These niggas be broke as hell, trying to have side pieces. They can't even take care of the main, you know? So now it's just falling apart. You shouldn't be out here cheating. You shouldn't be out here trying to be with multiple people at the same time. Because at the end of the day, we need to remember, there's STDs out there. It's morally improper. And at the end of the day, karma's a bitch. Even if it doesn't get you, it's gonna get your kids. Don't people forget that if you out here being a whore, it's gonna hit your daughter, okay? You out here being a slut, it's gonna hit your son, it's gonna hit your kids. You may not believe it, but it does. Go ask your sons and daughters about what they had to go through that you don't know about. You'd be shocked. I'm very sure if my parents ever found out about all the fuck shit that I had to go through with men and women, especially because I know my dad was a whore, I'm very sure he'd be shook, and he would know it had to do a lot with his ain't shit past, with all the ain't shit things that he did to women. And I'm very sure a lot of karma that I went through was because of him. Some of it was probably personal karma, because I did a lot of fucked up shit to people, but not as much as I went through. A lot of things that you probably are going through right now is probably because of your parents' karma. When it comes to the whole side piece thing, the side chick culture, the side man culture, whatever the case may be, it's a very dangerous game. And we all know people do not play fair. We ain't fighting no more. We shooting, we stabbing, we setting people up. So I need to understand understand why it makes sense for people to be out here like, oh, well, you know, I don't really care. I'm just going to do what I want, go after what I want, say what I want, da 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 da. Because at the end of the day, I'm who I am, and he likes me more, and she likes me more, and da 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 da, and that's this, this, that. It's just a person. There's plenty of women. There's plenty of men out there that you can be with. Why can't people understand that? There's so many people out there in the world that you can date. There's so many people out there that you could be in a relationship with. Why put your life in danger for one person? It's so strange. It is very strange. It's very weird to me that people really be out here trying to die. Trying to mull it over men and women who aren't worth a piece of fucking trash. And here's why. If you have the audacity to be sitting out here cheating on people, okay, on a regular consistent basis and having a side piece, what you think they're about to do to you when you're the main? They're gonna do the same thing. They're gonna go seek outside. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna do the same thing to you. You're not special. That's the problem here. A lot of people who are willingly becoming side pieces think they're special. They think, oh wow, this person's married, they have it all, but they're seeking out little old me. That's because I have something that they don't have at home and they want me. That's what you really think. No, this person's a selfish piece of shit. And when they get the chance to do it to you, they will. That's what y'all need to understand. You guys think that you're special. You're not special. People get cheated on every day, and you're gonna be part of that group. Welcome to the club, baby girl. You're an idiot. And then even if you do end up with them, you're probably gonna end up in the same situation. You're gonna end up stressed. And you guys are probably like, okay, but a lot of these side chicks and a lot of these people are winning. Look at Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats. First of all, that situation was a hot ass mess. We all know how that worked out. First of all, Alicia Keys was out here messing with Swiss Beats when he was with his wife. His wife came out, was slandering the hell out of both of them. Now they're all cool. It looks all fine and dandy, but that's what they want the media, you know. We don't know what the hell is going on behind closed doors. And of course, in a general sense, everything may look like it's all fine and dandy on a general sense, on a regular basis. But what y'all need to understand is, again, like I said before, that's what they want us to think. That's what they portray. And on top of that, these people have money, they have assets, and they have so many things to protect. They have reputation. They have reasons to make us think, okay, this is what it is. When you do fuck shit like leave your wife to be with a side piece, you're gonna make sure it works. What? You know how many people are gonna sit there and look at you like, oh, how dare you leave your wife to be with a side piece? Even if it's the likes of Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is gorgeous. Alicia Keys is a wonderful person by all means. Before the situation, she did not have a reputation of doing anything like that. However, when you do something like that, it has to work because you ain't shit for that. You fuck someone over who, by all accounts, looked like a decent person to be with someone else. You have to make it work. Even if it's not working, make it work. My ex literally left me to be with his best friend's girlfriend. They literally got married on our anniversary. You guys probably like, nigga, what? Where's the story time? One day I'll do it. Long story short, you guys probably like, wait, how long did it last? It probably lasts like, what, 3 years? They finally getting a divorce and all of this goofy shit. It was ridiculous. And I guarantee you, I didn't even know half the shit was going on behind closed doors. Because on Twitter, on Instagram, they made it seem like they were the happiest couple on earth, okay? I find out literally a couple of months ago that apparently the girl was cheating since day one. Isn't karma a bitch? Isn't karma? You left me to be with your best friend's bitch, and now look what you did. Look what happened to you. She was cheating on you since day one. Granted, sometimes what you see on social media is not true. Y'all need to put it out of your head. Social media is not real. These celebrities tell you what they want you to see, okay? They show you what they want you to show. You may never know what the hell is going behind closed doors. Of course, we have the whole Jocelyn, Stevie J situation, and Mimi. We all saw that shit unfold on TV. Jocelyn was fucking with Stevie J while Stevie J was still with Mimi. Jocelyn was a glorified side chick. You know, she had that whole underdog story coming from the stoop cut. And I mean, now she has a whole very controversial TV show that honestly is probably borderline being canceled because she's probably gonna get canceled because she beat the shit out of one of the cast members. But long story short, The thing is, a lot of people might probably look at Jocelyn like, wow, she's come a long way. She came from the strip club. She was with, you know, Stevie J after Mimi. And, you know, apparently, technically stole Stevie J from Mimi. And she still kind of came up on top, even though she's not with Stevie J anymore. She had a baby by him. And I'm sure she's probably getting some sort of spousal or child support from him or something. Because I don't know if they were married or not. But you guys understand, it kind of still looks like, okay, Jocelyn still had the upper hand from Mimi. But what a lot of people don't understand is, look at Jocelyn. The girl's practically a crackhead. Like, look at the way she acts. And I'm very sure behind closed doors, she's always going to be known as that very crazy, out of control, never can be tamed, never going to have a clean image, fail Cardi B ass bitch from Love Hip Hop. Point blank, period. Hate Jocelyn, but I think she's very problematic. At the end of the day, the whole problem with this type of ideology of, oh, sleeping with people and taking people's man and all of that is, it's just sad. Never subject yourself to that type of behavior. Even I've had situations. I think I have a story time on this channel of me being a side chick, but granted, I was in high school. Okay, it's one to do this shit like as an adult. I could never imagine sitting here like, oh, I stole your man. Like, that is so pathetic. If you're an adult and you're literally sitting here ranting and raving about stealing someone's man as an adult, you literally probably need psychological help, seriously, because that is not okay. It's not cute. It's problematic. And you're going to get what is coming to you, okay? Karma is a force and it needs someone to hit. If it don't hit you, it's gonna hit your kids. I'm telling you that right the fuck now. It is never okay to do that. And you guys are probably wondering, okay, so what is it that possesses someone to be a side chick? Let me just tell you right now. When I was a side chick, I didn't know at first, okay? I was dealing with this dude. I was in a situationship for a very long time. If you guys did not see that story time, I might link it down below if I can remember. I don't even remember what the name of the story time is. I don't even know. I think I did one or two story times with the dude. But long story short, I didn't know he had a girlfriend until like maybe a year or so of messing with the dude. The dude never talked about the girl. He was never with the girl. The girl went to a whole nother school. And then one day I found out about her and I was already in too deep. So that's problem number one. You're probably in too deep already. If you already been messing with a dude and now you find out he has a girlfriend, I'm gonna tell you right now, don't be like me, leave. Acknowledge, confront, leave. Even if you're the other girl, if you're the main chick and you found out, oh, my boyfriend got a side bitch or a side nigga, whatever the case may be. Hey, I don't know how he wrote. Leave. Because at the end of the day, no good can come from it. You're going to end up in a situation where it's just going to be a mess. Okay? You don't know what people are capable of. Like, there's been so many people that literally died off of stuff like this. You don't want to lose your life off of some little dick niggas. Okay? I'm telling you right now, just don't put yourself in situations that are literally temporary, that can turn very fatal and permanent off of, like, the nonsense. Like, you know, a lot of these girls, a lot of these boys, they don't know. Okay? They don't know. Like, they don't understand, like, oh shit, like, damn, this person in a relationship. And then by then it's like, okay, the feelings already developed, the moment's been shared, the memory's already there. It's extremely difficult. And of course, if you're in high school, the hormones, all of that, like, where are you thinking about to go? So that was my issue. The next one would be lack of self-worth. You know, if you don't love yourself, you don't have the self-confidence, you don't have anyone to guide you, you don't have anyone to tell you any better, you're not gonna know any better. If you don't know who you are, if you don't love yourself, if you, like, come on now, let's be real. A lot of people don't love themselves. A lot of people don't have self-respect. A lot of people don't have the mentors in life, don't have the parents, okay, don't have the siblings to tell them, hey, don't do this, don't do that, this was me and I've been through this. Like, I definitely didn't have that. You know, I had mentors and a lot of them did kind of tell me, but they were like teachers and stuff, and I'm not listening to them the first time. I only listened to them like the 100th time they told me. So, like, a lot of times, like, it took me a long time to kind of grasp things. So that was my issue. And plus, I was a lot younger than most people when they end up in these types of situations. So a lot of people, you need to understand, like, a lot of them, like, they don't have a self-love or even a self-awareness to understand what exactly they're doing. Another one, and a lot of people fall into, is the whole Captain Save a Hoe effect, especially men. Oh my God, men love this, okay? They think that they're saving this woman from the man that they're with, because a lot of girls love to do this whole situation of lying to get what they want. Okay, yes, I'm talking to you. A lot of girls like to do this thing, oh well, he hurts me and he disrespects me and I don't know how to get out of this situation, you're the only one I have. I had a friend that used to do this to every fucking side piece that she had, and I swear to you, I used to really want to punch this girl in the face. Luckily, I mean, like, she's not my friend anymore, but she was my friend in high school. Again, you make the most stupid friend in high school. So, like, she literally would date dudes and then she would always have side piece. Like, she would be so, like, unapologetic about it. Like, this girl was so horrible. I'm so shocked nobody died because of her. She was crazy. Like, she would really get these dudes to do anything she wanted by just lying and saying someone was hitting her, someone was doing this, someone stole from her, someone, and she would lie, and I know she would lie because she would, like, laugh about it and tell me that she lied to do this. Oh, I lied to da-da-da, and he gave me some Jordans. Oh, I lied to da-da-da, and he beat blah-blah-blah up for me. Oh, I lied to da-da-da, and he gave me a ride. And I'd just be sitting there looking at her like, and you're proud of yourself. I mean, we're decent. Like, when I see her, I say hi to her. But, like, yeah, I cannot. Like, she used to be doing too much for me. Three much for me. So, for a lot of men, you end up, you see this girl. Oh, she's so gorgeous. She's so beautiful. But she has a boyfriend. But she tells you, I'm afraid of him. It's not a real boyfriend. It's just a half boyfriend because I'm afraid to leave. But my heart is free and my heart is yours. So, you know, we can still fuck with each other. Don't be stupid. Don't be Captain Save a Hoe. Okay, don't be Captain Save a Hoe. And then, ladies, we all know we have this nature of wanting to save people. It's really fucking annoying. We need to stop it. Okay, every woman out there is making videos talking about some burn the cape, burn the cape. Yeah, burn that motherfucking cape. Burn that cape. Burn. That's cape y'all need to burn. That whole situation of saving men in a general sense in relationships. Why do y'all always think that everything that men say to you about their girlfriends and wives is true? It's ridiculous. I kid you not, it makes me want to pull my locks out every single time I hear a woman defending a man in a situation, in a relationship, okay? When she's sitting there like, okay, well, she cheats and she lies and she's abusive to the children. I just be sitting there like, who told you that? The man? Did you ask her? Did you interview the children? Did you get a third opinion? Because if you just getting that from the man and then he fucking you on top of that, like, you think, where's truth? Like, not saying that, okay, there's probably very rare cases where, yes, that may be true. But at the end of the day, a lot of these men be lying. They be lying just to get the cuckoo. So I need to understand why the hell y'all be thinking it makes sense to freaking believe anything that comes out of these men's mouths. This whole idea of, like, believing what the hell the person that is literally cheating on their significant other has to say to you is a problem. If you know damn well that you are going to be a side piece, understand that whatever is coming out of that person's mouth is probably a lie. Okay, take it as a lie. And that's it. Stop doing favors. Stop committing crimes. Stop doing crap for these people. Because that's where this shit gets really, really dangerous. Okay, we've seen the true crime videos and true crime types of shows like For My Man and all of this, where Sophie's doing this and all of this crazy shit. And it's like y'all end up in trouble because y'all don't know where y'all place is. And y'all sitting here believing fucking idiots and freaking borderline criminals sitting here lying to y'all about the person that they cheating on you with, or them. You guys understand, okay? You're being used as a tool and you're sitting here believing everything that comes out of their mouth. Please don't be stupid. The normalization of this is very, very scary. And that goes into, of course, the sugar baby culture and the whole normalization of, you know, just the P word. Culture. I don't want to get anyone that does. Like, that whole thing is a problem. It just bothers me. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to be like, oh, well, but I just get paid to hang out with men and women. And okay, yeah, for now. Okay, until someone steals your booty. Okay, it's all cute until someone steals your butt. We're basically telling people they don't have to do legitimate work to get bread. Okay, don't get a skill. Don't get a trade. Don't go to school. Don't start a business. Don't do shit. Just hang out with people. And they'll give you money, not understanding that there's real crazy people out there that can genuinely hurt you. People are not just gonna give you money for no fucking reason. That's not how life works. For now. Okay, they might give you money for now, but eventually they're gonna be like, okay, well, you gonna take your shirt off? Okay, you gonna do something? You gonna toot that? Like, all right, y'all think it's all fun and games, but that's for a whole nother video.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.